SBI Media here with Mitchell Schwab now. Mitchell, you've been appointed as an attorney out of Star Valley to serve on the Wyoming Charter School Authorizing Board. Quite an honor for you. You have experience in charter schools as an attorney, but you're tasked to improve the quality of charter schools across the state. Your thoughts on how you're going to approach this?
I guess the biggest approach has to come with my background, obviously. I've been in a few different roles when it comes to charter schools. Initially, it was through a management organization. I was acting as the vice president of all Southeast operations for Charter One, which is a management organization out of Arizona. And I was tasked with expansion of the organization into North Carolina and South Carolina. And there were two of us at the time, and the goal was to, you know, we were actually asked to go out there to help with the education situation from the, at the time, the director of the Office of Charter Schools in North Carolina. So at the time going there, there was just the two of us. Today there are probably going to be pushing 15 to 20,000 students in that organization by next year.
So things grew quickly.
Grew very quickly. The demand was through the roof. The very first school we went to open.
Remind us now where this is.
This is in Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Why do you suppose the interest in charter schools all of a sudden?
Well, you know, I think Arizona was kind of the hub of where it exploded the most. Mm-hmm. And down there, Charter One is, you know, American Leadership Academy is the school that I was heavily involved with. The Charter One's a management organization for them. They have approximately 17,000 students there. But that school system, they do K-12s everywhere they go. And that's what we did, you know, in North Carolina. And there were 2,000 seats for that school. And when we had the open lottery, we had over 6,000 applicants.
Wow.
You know, and so if you want your kid to get into a charter school, it was literally a lottery. After you have all of the preferences, priorities for parent, you know, with board members, children, teachers, children, and as it goes, sibling priorities, by the time, you know, if you try to get your kid in after the kindergarten, you have a better chance winning the lottery.
Okay.
You know, you'll have thousands of children fighting for one available seat. That's the reality on the ground on the East Coast, right? And parents are fleeing school systems out there. In Arizona, it's very different. There's not many lotteries, but all the schools are filled. It's almost one in every two kids go to a charter school in the Phoenix Valley now. It's just a totally different world of school choice down there. And I think the reason is it's an innovative approach to education. Wyoming
better focused on certain matters in education?
I think so. It depends on where you're at.
Okay.
There's good charter schools, there's bad charter schools. Right? I've seen some of the worst on the East Coast, but I've also seen some of the best of the best. For example, academically, Great Hearts organization, I've got to know some of them in that organization. Academically, I don't know of a better organization out there. They're incredible. But then, you know, it's becoming more and more regulated. And so there were a lot of mom and pop charter schools that popped up that didn't last very long.
Right.
And that's when charter management organizations really came in, and they have expertise. It's almost like a school district support for small charter schools. So that's the side I was on, right? Kind of the school district support and working with charter school boards. I drafted a lot of charter applications for North Carolina and South Carolina. I sit on school boards now and have had to go before charter authorizing boards to defend charter applications.
And now you take that experience into Wyoming as Wyoming expands into the charter school.
Right, which is a...
Thoughts on that?
So quite a few thoughts. So it's a whole different frontier here, that's for sure. Like in some of these other states, charter school employees do not need to be certified. I think in Wyoming they do. There's aspects. It's very Wyoming is more harmonizing between the school districts and charter schools. When back east, it was a war between charter schools and school districts because there was no unity there. It was just a It's one or the other. And where here it's always been the school districts are the authorizers. And even if not, there's still employees, at least in statute, they're considered employees of the state. They're involved in the state retirement system. And so it's still more of a unified approach. So it's a different frontier, I guess. But what I do like about it with Wyoming is, you know, the climate's changing a lot. What worries me for the future of Wyoming is, you know, the revenue side of things, that it's going to change drastically, in my opinion, for the state of Wyoming, with the way the world's going with energy. So that being the case, I think it's going to rock the school system eventually, like here soon. If not already, it's going to be even more so. And I think these avenues of what other options are there to where we can take pressure off of the school system and do things in another budget-friendly approach, as long as it's high quality, I love the idea. Which kind of brings me to another avenue, you know, on the legal side. My experience there has been both in-house counsel and outside counsel for charter schools, specifically Arizona, North Carolina. But then the niche that me and my other law partners kind of found was this area of being borrower's counsel and representing charter schools on the tax-exempt bond market for facilities mm-hmm. funding. And I think that's an approach not only for charter schools in Wyoming, but, man, I would love to see local school districts take on that approach, because we found ways to save millions of tax dollars.
You may bring a whole new picture to funding in the state of Wyoming for education.
Well, I'd hope. There's just so many other avenues, I think, that we could look into, especially where charter schools, and when they pay for facilities, it comes out of that allotment.
Right.
You know, and so.
Sometime we need to speak more in depth about this, because you are well qualified for this. But your thoughts now, how do we open this up? How do we start it? Do you start immediately? Do you wait till after the first of the year? How do you get this whole program going in Wyoming?
That's a great question. So I just heard back from the superintendent's office or the education department's office about having a welcome meeting for the charter authorizing board members. So I'm curious to see how that all goes down. I haven't been informed whether they're going to be quarterly meetings or how that's going to, what
all
the approach
developing.
Will be. Yep, it's all in the infancy.
As we close out, that's an honor. You've been asked by the state superintendent of public instruction to launch this program in Wyoming. Your thoughts on such an honor?
It's humbling. It's absolutely humbling. I don't know another approach to that. I was pretty shocked to get the phone call from her office. First of all, because the fact that they know that I have experience in charter schools is kind of interesting.
Word gets around in Wyoming.
It does. It's a small community, but yeah, it's absolutely an honor, and I look forward to it. Especially, you know, I think I'm either sixth or seventh generation Wyoming now, mm-hmm. and
University of Wyoming graduate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, you know, I've always got, whenever I talk about other states or been in other states, there's always that thing in the back of my mind of Wyoming's better, you know? And so if there's anything I can do to help improve in even a small way, anything that has to do with the state of Wyoming, I'm absolutely all in. So on the education side, I think that's even more humbling, because what better cause than the educating of our future? I think that's been the most humbling of it all. Throughout all my experience with the charter school approach, has been, if you can make a difference in one kid's life in any way through this approach, that's giving them a better opportunity than they had. Well, what impact did you really have on the world? You'll never know until years down the line. But if that one person impacts 10 other people, you can do the math. You know, so that's always there in the back of my mind.
So. Wish you all the best with it. Mitchell Schwab, just appointed to the Wyoming Charter School Authorizing Board.